The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hi, and welcome to the latest Loads Bubbling podcast from MTD. Today, we're going to look at how you can qualify the buyer by using greater focus. In our skills pill, we look at how to make your next sales meeting really successful. And today's Inspire Me quote is from author Bob Berg, who tells us how to build business and get referrals. This is Mark Williams, and there's a lot to get through today, so let's get bubbling. Now, prospecting is a complex human interaction between consumer and seller that's dependent on sufficient rapport being established so you can explore working a deal together. The customer barriers to overcome are many and varied. They may include personal preferences, features, functions, payment ability, timing, personal issues, and a million other possibilities. Qualifying the prospect is a process of discovering and eliminating all hesitancies that might impede the sale. Now, it's not easy and requires extraordinary talented interviewing, so the prospect doesn't feel like they're being interrogated. In fact, it's more of a sales conversation. When and if the seller can get in touch with the pain, she's more able to present an effective product or service as an appropriate solution. A stressed and novice seller might rush in with the best solution, that is, whatever they are selling, before the real problem is fully understood. Hoping to demonstrate her confidence and making a commission, our novice merely shows unwillingness to patiently listen to and assess the customer's real interest, which will actually put off a potential customer. Qualifying the buyer is a form of research that pulls together information that's necessary for the buyer to decide if the service or product truly meets her needs. So the qualifying interview is so important to effective sales that we want to offer here a few tips to help you improve your interviewing skills. Most prospects want to be encouraged to talk, and if you wish to create an impression that you're a great conversationalist, all you have to do is listen. Here's a few simple techniques to get people talking. Ask open questions. Now, these should directly flow from the preceding answer. Use connecting words and sounds that help people move from one topic to another. Paraphrase what they've just said. This reassures the speaker that you truly did hear that statement and caught the meaning. Next, lead with emotional and cognitive directions. Now, if you get a brain flash about where the conversation might be going, say, "It sounds as though you feel..." and then summarize the feeling, and if so, then I suggest that you take the next logical step for the customer. Next, let the speaker guide the discussion until you've got a clear idea of the meaning. Your job initially is to listen with the purpose of understanding the other person's attitudes, circumstances, and desires, and then assess if your product is appropriate to their needs. Here are some things that you should do for qualifying the prospect. Be interested in their views. Give the person your undivided attention. Be curious and generally interested in the other person. Think, how can I help this person now or maybe later? Practice listening alertly and attentively. Go with the speaker's flow of discussion. Offer your total attention. Tune in to their body language. And stay with focused energy. As you're better able to understand the full pain, interests, and situations of your client, they will trust you more and, unconsciously or subconsciously, make you part of the problem-solving team. As your discussion and opinions become part of a team picture, the sale is inevitable. Today's skill pill is about being prepared for and confident in approaching that next sales meeting. Having achieved the goal of setting a sales meeting with a customer or prospect, what would be the best way to ensure as much as possible its success? Well, follow these five ideas in order to make sure that you're fully prepared and confident when approaching the meeting. First, have a clear purpose. As the saying goes, if you have got a big enough why, you can achieve any how. By knowing what you're trying to achieve with a meeting, you've got a much better chance of it going in the right direction. It has to be specific and achievable. Try to make it within your control, too. Having a purpose of getting them to sign up for a year's subscription for all their staff at the first meeting may not be the best objective to aim for, especially if you don't know if your product would be right for their staff. Have a goal that will be achievable, dependent on the type of meeting and how far down the sales road that you are with them. Next, ensure all the logistics are taken care of. Make sure you know the basics, like the venue details, how long it will take you to get there, what the parking arrangements or train station details are, and the specific time that you're expected. Plus, who specifically will be at the meeting. Can you find out some background about them on LinkedIn or other sites? It may sound obvious, but you'd be surprised how many salespeople leave the logistical arrangements till the final minute and are then left panicking as the stresses of time pressures force last-minute alterations. Number 3. Prepare based on what you consider the customer's concerns may be. You'll no doubt have details about what the customer's expectations will be from the meeting, but what concerns might they bring up? What differences are there between this customer's needs and past clients? Be prepared for answers to these questions beforehand, and you'll feel more confident that you can cover issues during the meeting rather than having to go away and prepare more information later. Number 4. Ensure you're prepared with all possible contingencies. Now, it's never possible for you to be prepared for everything that may occur, but there are a few things you could look out for. For example, make sure your battery on your laptop is charged just in case there's a problem with your power lead. Have more items than necessary to give out at the meeting just in case more people turn up. In other words, expect the unexpected. Number 5. Confirm arrangements on the day. Now, there's been many occasions where salespeople have travelled many miles only for the meeting to have been cancelled that morning and you hadn't checked your inbox. A quick confirmation call to the stakeholder just before you leave is not only polite and professional, but could also save you a wasted trip. Last-minute emergencies will always occur, but give yourself the confidence of being in touch with the meeting organiser, maybe giving them your mobile number just in case. You can never be too over-prepared for things like that to happen. Now, by carrying out these ideas, you at least should feel a little more confident that the sales meeting will hit the objectives that you'd planned for. Today's Inspire Me quote is from Hall of Fame speaker Bob Burke. Bob said that, "All things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to the people they know, like, and trust." Being liked and trusted will take you a long way. Even with all the technological advances that we've achieved, people will still do business with those people who prove themselves to be trustworthy. Build that trust and see if it has an influence on the way that people view you. Well, that's all for today, folks. Remember, keep that pipeline full and make sure there's always loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.